Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In a letter to the UN, Iran has accused the U.S. of grotesque interference in its domestic politics through numerous absurd tweets that incited Iranians to engage in disruptive acts. Well, President Trump has been tweeting in support of the protesters in Iran, criticizing the Obama response to the 2009 uprising and the U.S.-led nuclear deal. And a voice you might not expect to agree, at least about the 2009 protest, belongs to Ambassador Dennis Ross, former special assistant to President Obama who helped craft his Iran policy. Ambassador Ross, welcome.
Nice to be with you. Thank you.
And explain those comments about President Trump's tweets. This was earlier in the week on Monday when you spoke. You had said at the time, and reflecting about the Obama administration reaction to the 2009 uprising, that you'd heard in the administration from the protesters who asked the U.S. to kind of keep a muted tone because they didn't want the Iranian leadership to portray the protests as being, you know, outside interests. Why was that a mistake? Because now we see the Iranian leadership accusing President Trump of causing the protests.
Whether we say something or we don't say something, the Iranians are going to accuse us. They're going to try to shift the focus away from themselves. They're going to try to suggest that whatever is happening there is a function of foreign instigation. And the fact is, when you had 2 to 3 million people out in the street in Tehran protesting an election that they saw as being stolen, our posture, I think, should have been more open. It should have been clear that those protests had to be respected, if for no other reason than to create a kind of standard that the rest of the world would embrace as well, and to raise the cost to the Iranians of any kind of crackdown. And when I say this, I'm saying it in retrospect, because at the time, I was part of the decision-making. I took these messages we were getting quite seriously. To be fair, we were getting messages, other messages from the Green Movement outside of Iran, saying we needed to be much more vocal. Mm. We tilted towards the inside, and that's why I say in retrospect, I think it probably wasn't the right thing to do. I think the balance that needs to be struck is making it clear we're focused on what the Iranian regime is doing. We're focused on certain standards of behavior that should be met. We shouldn't look like we're cheerleaders.
Well, that gets touchy because people are wondering, what did you mean? Did you mean some kind of military assistance? Did you mean, you know, some kind of more physical backing? You're saying, to be clear, that you wish the U.S. had been vocal about what the criticisms of the Iranian government were. That's what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. What happened in Iran in 2009 and what's happening there today, where you've had over 40 cities where protests and unrest have taken place, that's homegrown. Today, there may well have been expectations that were raised that the economy would improve, and it hasn't. And it hasn't in a context where it's clear that half the economy is basically, you know, wedded to religious trusts or the IRGC, the Revolutionary Guard. And there's a high level of corruption. And what you're seeing is a level of frustration about, I would say, expectations that on the one hand haven't been met, but also frustration what they see. Lots of Iranian money being spent on adventures on the outside and, in a sense, not addressing their needs.
You write a terrific piece about that this week, that, in fact, it's only in part about the disappointment of the economy that would follow the deal that was made with Iran and the lifting of sanctions. You say it's about Iran's adventures in the Middle East, spending so much money in other places, and some of the chants, in fact, on the street that we wouldn't know what they were. But you write, one of the earliest chants was, "Not Gaza, not Lebanon, my life for Iran." In other words, they're protesting Iran's supporting of the Palestinians, supporting of Hezbollah in Lebanon, supporting of Assad in Syria. That's what they're angry about.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, there are other signs that were focused much more exclusively on Syria. There are estimates that if you look at the last few years, the Iranians have committed as much as $15 billion to Syria. So the cost is high. It's not the first time there have been some voices complaining about the cost of adventurism on the outside. It's the first time, though, that these protests have come, A, not from the urban elites, B, coming from the countryside, which has always been the backbone of the regime. And I think that's one of the things that has probably caused the regime the greatest discomfort.
Well, we just want to be clear, though, because President Trump, while criticizing the Obama administration for its response to the 2009 uprising, you agree with some of that criticism, is also criticizing the nuclear deal. Now, you gave an interview with the Times of Israel in 2015, I think, in which you said, at least one could interpret that you said, that you didn't think the deal actually prevented Iran from getting the bomb. So are you also agreeing with President Trump that the deal was a bad idea? You've just said that the money did not trickle down to Iranians, and that was a disappointment. But was the deal a mistake?
No, I don't think the deal was a mistake. I had questions and some criticisms of the deal because I think it legitimized a very large nuclear infrastructure for the Iranians, and that large nuclear infrastructure means the Iranians have deferred their weapons options, not, in fact, given them up. But the deal itself has put a hold on the Iranian nuclear weapons program, at least for a period of another 13 years. I think it would be a big mistake for us to walk away from the deal because we'd walk away alone. At the very moment where the Iranian public is frustrated and angry, the one thing we shouldn't be doing is shifting the attention away from what the regime is doing to them and putting the focus on us.
Ambassador Dennis Ross, former special assistant to President Obama, thank you so much. We'd love to have you back again.
My pleasure. Thank you.